Welcome back to the Cricket Budgie Radio Show. That was just hearing from Graham Onions there about being awarded a benefit in the Durham season next year, and well deserved that is. And obviously there's details of Richard Pryor's benefit for Yorkshire on the Yorkshire website, so get behind him as well, as we were saying before the break there. A stalwart of Yorkshire cricket. Got Graham Hardcastle and Miles Hodgson in the studio tonight, Yorkshire cricket journalists and the authors of Yorkshire A Champion Year. You can buy that book www.yorkshirecc.com on the Yorkshire website. And gents, coming towards the end of the show tonight, it goes so quickly on an evening, 7 till 9. And just to kind of round off in this last segment of the show, kind of your overriding memories of a Yorkshire Championship season, what kind of stood out for you as you were kind of going around the various counties and at Headingley watching? And I guess, what's your favourite part of the book? All of it, you're going to say, aren't you?
I enjoyed writing the kind of Finch side of it. It was great to listen to the stories about him and to write them. It was great to me, the great things about the one thing that we, the mantra that we kind of set out at the start of the book was, this has to be something different. Everybody can look on Crick Info, BBC and what have you to find scorecards and match reports. Yeah. All they need to do is look on the TNA website, Yorkshire Post, what have you. We just wanted to find something completely different. And I think we found that. I'm sure Miles agrees in the fact that we've got tales about Jack Brooks and his kind of youth and where the kind of exuberance has come from. We spoke to Andrew Gale about the kind of storm at the end of the season at Old Trafford. The stories about Finch and all things like that. I just think are just really interesting things that Yorkshire fans will love to read.
And it's what they don't see, isn't it? Because like you say, wall-to-wall cricket media, websites, newspapers, and those at the ground can see what happens on the pitch. It's what happens when they go behind those doors and what they're actually thinking that counts, isn't it?
Yeah, you asked earlier the bits we probably enjoyed writing most. I thought we kind of planned it so we'd have 16 different chapters on each game. Then we'd have one on the pre-season and one on the aftermath. So that makes up the 18 chapters. That's how we did it.
With a couple of other little bits and mobs like Buckingham Palace in there as well. Yeah. We've got a feature on that.
And I quite enjoyed the mental process they went through of overcoming the devastation of last season. Season before last, I should say now. Particularly the sort of scenes at the Oval after the final game of the season. They already knew they weren't going to win the championship, but that was the final. And fast forward to the scenes at Trent Bridge less than 12 months later. And the mental process they went through and how they got over that, and that they had a mantra, we've got to be better. From the very start of the season, I quite enjoyed that part of it, and I enjoyed. I mean, Graham's been a very good chapter, two very good chapters on the two Scarborough games, with a nice little tale about how they relaxed them, which I won't give away now. But how Martin Moxon relaxed them at a particular tense moment against Middlesex.
I think James has already had it on the show.
Oh well,
the ice lolly story. So,
but yeah, I mean, they were two massive victories. They were, and I particularly enjoyed. I enjoyed writing the Trent Bridge chapter because that's where it all kind of came together. And again, there was a lot to write about because Gail finding out about not being able to lift the trophy, Root captaining again, Ryan Sidebottom's unbelievable performance on that final morning, and just the scenes of joy. And there was a nice little aside that Ryan gave us right at the end. He said because obviously his dad never won the championship for Yorkshire. Him and Johnny Bairstow, when they got back to the hotel, both had a little cry for their dads at the end of it, which Ryan said that's what it's all about. So
yeah, because it means a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
It means a lot.
People see, sometimes supporters have a go at players and say they don't care and they're not trying. They are trying and they do care a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, what supporters actually see on the pitch is only just a fraction of the effort they put in, and it won't be long before they're back on the hill runs in early December, being sick on the top of hills and putting themselves through hell to get fit again for 2015. And that I mean, what you said about the end of last season, because I remember Andrew Gale saying it felt like relegation come the end of last year. They finished second in the Championship, something that after just being promoted was a really creditable performance, but they felt they should have won it last year. And to kind of bounce on from that to win it this year was a big step for them, wasn't it?
I think the interesting part about that was, and probably the reason why it felt so hurtful, was the fact that they knew where they'd gone wrong. They knew that they'd taken their eye off the ball before that Durham game at Scarborough. They knew that they'd probably thought to themselves, it's our title to lose, rather than, we need to go out and win this title. And they took their eye off the ball, Durham capitalised it and ran away with it.
I thought one of their great performances of last season was actually after they'd won the title against Somerset, when they had nothing to play for, yet they were pushing for victory on the final afternoon. I thought that said volumes about this side and this squad and the focus they have in the dressing room.
You look at the last time that Yorkshire won the Championship in 2001, that after they'd won it, they'd sealed it fairly early. And the last three or four games, they went on a pretty very ordinary run, didn't they? And I remember when Jack was in the studio, he was saying, it's going to be none of that. We're up. We want to show the Yorkshire public that we still care. We want to win this. There's still personal milestones up for grabs. And they gave it everything they had.
Well, I mean, at one stage, although they might lose the game, and to come back from that and then be pushing for victory on the final afternoon, I thought was an unbelievable effort.
What would be your one champagne moment of the summer we've just had in the Championship? If you could pick one as the kind of sort of focal memory that you have of the 2014 season. Going to have a long radio pause here while Graham thinks. He's one for thinking, Graham.
I'll go for something a little bit different. Carl Carver playing at Warwickshire. The way he came into that game, when nobody knew about him really, and had to step up and perform as an 18-year-old. Not only did he take three wickets, I think, he also took a decent catch in the deep. He stepped up in that week, and it was a heck of a performance.
And they're rewarding for that, aren't they? They're kind of giving him a bit more trust. They're going to work hard with him over the winter. He's certainly one to watch for the future, isn't he?
He is, If you're a betting man, you would put money on Adil Rashid going to the West Indies with the England Test team. So the likelihood is that with Azim Rafiq out of the door now, that he's going to be the one to start the season.
I'll go for another young player, actually, and probably his most horrific moment of his career so far. Jack Leaning getting out for 99 at Arundel. I was at Arundel. It was the worst first class pitch I've ever seen. It was flat as a pancake. I would defy Marshall and Walsh to get wickets on that thing. It was just awful. And you had to, the minute any player tried to accelerate, score runs, they got out. You just had to sort of nudge and noodle your way through the gears. And he'd done everything right, and he got a half volley from James Treadwell, who was on loan from Kent. He hit it perfectly well, and Treadwell did this unbelievable catch, diving to his right to take it one-handed. And he was devastated. I thought at one stage they were going to have to help him off the pitch because he just stood there motionless for what seemed like forever. But I think it helped him in the long run. He still won't admit it now, it'll help him. But a few weeks later, he got a terrific century in a one-day game at Scarborough against Essex, I think. And I think he'll be a fantastic player for Yorkshire and possibly England.
And County Championship cricket is easy for him, isn't it? He's had one go at it and he's won a trophy.
And we're talking about Moxon having 35 goes at it never winning it until this year.
I just think an experience like that, and Dizzy said he stood up in front of the whole team afterwards and said, forget about the number, you're only one run away from a century. Forget about that. It's the contribution you've made to the team. And so he's learned two lessons there today, that it doesn't matter. He didn't quite hit the century. What matters more is the team. And for a young player, that's a big lesson.
Can we talk about three quick things away from Yorkshire before we round off the show? First of all, Jonathan Troy.